New Year's Eve, P1's not here yet. I've got no one to talk to. I don't know, I'll go annoy Oscar. Hey, Oscar, get your smelly ass out of that trash can. Hey, Oscar, don't make me kick your bin and get your ass out of there. All right, you asked for it.
Who is kicking my can?
I'm the one kicking your can, asshole. It's New Year's Eve and P1 isn't here yet, so I was just... You know, wondering, yeah, we could talk, or, you know, maybe we could, you know, play a game or something.
You kick my can and bother me and expect me to play a game with... I don't play games with little furry monsters and...
Who are you calling furry, motherfucker? Me and P1 are just here trying to help you out to get your ass out of that fucking Sesame Street, so you be nice, you piece of shit. So come on, let's play a game, alright?
I just got an idea here. I'm gonna play a little game with him that will make him never want to play with me again. Sonny, yeah, I'll play a game with you here.
No. Awesome, so what's the name of this game?
Will you please go away and leave me alone?
You ungrateful green motherfucker. Yeah, I've got a new game for you, Oscar. You want to hear it, Oscar? Yeah, you want to fucking hide in your trash can, you little bastard? Listen to this game. It's called Let's Use These New Year's Eve Fireworks and Let's Blow Your Fucking Trash Can to the Shit House. Let's see how that sounds.
Could it be?
Always that time.
Fire it up!
Shit! Damn it! Oh shit!
Damn, baby! Shit! I got a surprise for you, Wayne! I got a surprise for you right here. Oh shit! I just knocked my bottle over.
Well, that's a surprise for you.
You
should have a surprise, man. It's New Year's, man. It is New Year's Eve here in Australia. I know it's not there, but here it is.
Nowhere near New Year's Eve. That's like nowhere. A long time ago to get to there.
Isn't the time zone a weird thing when you think of it? I'm New Year's Eve and you are not even close to it. And yet you're drunk and I'm not. That's just not right.
Well, you know, I'm being chased by cops, so I have to always be constantly drunk.
Chased by cops.
I have something to worry about now.
What have you done?
You're a white man. You're a ruler of the world. You don't have to worry about that.
I'm not white. I'm worse. I'm a white man that looks Latino or Spanish, so I get fucked over no matter what I do.
And plus, you got CJ as a friend, so yeah, you're definitely fucked. Yeah. You know they've been trying to hang that coon for the longest.
Oh, but yeah, that's understandable. That guy's avoiding child support and showing up late.
Yeah. When you've been avoiding child support for the past 4 years, yeah, they're definitely coming for your ass. I don't know how he keeps avoiding it, but that is one lucky nigga.
I reckon a New Year's Eve paternity test on him. I reckon you should put a poll up for that, because I reckon people would really want to know, once and for all, in 2015, does CJ have a baby daughter?
Everybody already knows that. You haven't put that poll up. Remember, 80 people like that fucking photo is whatever.
The proof. I want
that's
evidence.
That's his child. That's his child. There's no denying that. That's his child. I got proof.
Well,
remember, CJ did research.
Yep, I don't want research. I want evidence, physical evidence that he cannot deny, once and for all.
You have to go to Ohio then for that, because we're going to have to get CJ drunk, and that's the only way you could fucking do that, is if you go to Ohio, and if you go and take the blood yourself from him, and that's the only way you're going to get it, because CJ is too scared to go take the damn test. He knows it's his child.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen the photos, people, that kid, I swear to God, the moment you show me that, there was no denying that's your baby. That's your baby. And he's like, no, God knows, it doesn't look like me. He's like, motherfucker, it's got your fucking smile, it's got your eyes, it's got your face. It's a female baby version of you. Simple as that.
And God bless Jason from Rage Select to post that photo on Facebook even more, because
priceless.
That was the most hilarious thing. That was the best thing of 2014.
Yeah, it's just the good things of 2014 and the bad things of 2014. You know what? There are so many fucking bad things, but yeah, that was a positive. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you know what? I got tons of positives or whatever. And you know what? You're getting some of those positives right about now.
Yeah, as I've noticed.
Yeah, as you noticed or whatever. But my guy, Wayne, ooh, I can't get off this subject now.
So, that last one. Ooh, damn.
Yeah, damn, yes.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
You know what? My God. I think Oscar the Grouch, move aside, motherfucker. We've got our new mascot, and that is Power Girl.
Power Girl. Power yeah, fuck you, Oscar. Get out of here. You got to go. You got the touch.
I can just see. Oh, Oscar, I can change. I can go tits. No, you can't, Oscar.
You can't change into this. I don't believe you can change into this, Oscar. You got to go. You got to go.
I don't like this one. Put that girl on Sesame Street. I'll be learning ABCs and counting in no time.
Oh, my God. If this chick was our teacher, man, I would be fucking... I'd eat that shit up. I would love it. I would be drool. I'd pay attention all the time. See, this is what Cody wanted in that review, even though he was drunk, though. But this is what he wanted. That's the costume he wanted. I know he did. I don't like that costume.
I don't like that costume at all. It doesn't show anything.
It doesn't show her power, yeah.
Yeah, where's the power?
Yeah, where's the power? Because with her original costume, we know where the power comes from. And, you know, and only the sexist could see that. But
if you look, look at the photo, the first one you sent, or even the second one, and then you sent the one that Cody likes. You got these big fucking pouty lips and these big, big, huge eyes. And no, not attractive. Go away.
Yeah. Yeah,
where is that other one? Ooh.
Power Girl is one of the most strongest characters ever. She's definitely one of the best female characters ever, man.
Oh, one of the best written. I mean, I know nothing about her at all, but
same here.
I like to learn.
People, I've been sending Wayne photos all night when he's trying to go to sleep.
Motherfucker, last night I'm in bed just waiting to go to sleep, 3 a.m. See this P1 just chatting message. I'm like, oh, what's this photo? It's a big pair of tits. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm trying to sleep. How the hell am I going to get to sleep now? And then it's like, here's another one. Jeez, like, they're getting bigger and bigger.
He's like, getting bigger.
The tits are growing.
And all right, Wayne back is, I've done research.
Yeah, see, this should have been the debate. Dr. Doom versus Power Girl. No chance we would have lost that one.
Actually, this is the next debate or whatever. Should Power Girl change her costume or not? And if you say she should, then fuck you. You're no longer a friend of mine.
What is with Cody? How dare he say that? I mean, okay, yeah, we're sexist. We're proud of it.
He doesn't know no better. He was drunk.
Yeah, but no, she's for being drunk, all right? When there's tits, all right?
Her costume is just so perfected. You know, it's the best thing I've ever seen in comic book history. I mean,
people, you see all these photos. I'm just getting on Skype. It's like this endless trail of her either getting changed or
photos. Yes, I know, Wayne. But you know what? Hey, that's life. That's life.
I must say, I do like that. I do like that realistic one. That woman, she's gorgeous.
Oh, the DC one?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Fuck a Shazam movie. Fuck an Aquaman. Get a Power Girl movie out there.
I'll even post that photo because even then they've changed the uniform and they've given her like pants instead and shit. But
yeah, it kind of looks like the Wonder Woman costume as far as the material of it.
Yeah,
like here's another one of her in the costume with shorter sleeves though.
Oh my god! Oh,
I know it gets hotter. It's fucking hotter and hotter, Wayne. Oh my god! Fire it up,
P1.
Yeah, look, who is this chick in this costume?
That's what I want to find out. I don't give a shit about Power Girl. I'm like, who's this?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Well, I do give a fuck about Power. I ain't gonna lie. I love Power Girl. Power Girl is something about her that just lures me.
You know, I agree with you when you said about Cameron Diaz being ugly now, because seeing this chick, she's like a younger version of Cameron Diaz, but with massive tits and really good body, so... Piss off, Diaz. Fuck off.
Someone said in the comment, is that Gemma Atkinson? Is it? No.
It does look a little... It looks a little bit like her.
Her tits aren't that big, are they?
I don't know. We can find out.
Yeah, but this girl, man, even with that bicep right there, she is hot as shit, people.
That's the perfect woman.
You
got to
see these concept arts.
That's the perfect woman right there. Perfect woman right there.
Handmade concept arts of this chick in this Power Girl costume. The costume itself look badass, but even them tits look fucking perfect. But
it's actually, a bad outfit. Woo!
They should have made this over Wonder Woman. Make
this over Dawn of Justice. Fuck that film.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even get... DC doesn't exist to me until Power Girl gets made.
Yep. Fuck the Avengers. Fuck Star Wars. Who cares?
Fuck all of it. You know what I mean? No movies next year, but Power Girl.
Power Girl in 3D.
Summer 2015, coming to a theater near you.
Fuck it.
You
know what would be the 4D. Making it in 4D.
But you know what would be the biggest insult of Power Girl, though, is if they got someone with small tits to play her.
Oh, they would, because we want to make her realistic.
I'd be like, ah, I don't want to see that movie. Huh?
We want to make her relate to the normal girl. It's like, what, you want to make her boring and a bitch?
Boring away from that character, I'd be complaining, you're taking that character's background from her if you make her with smaller tits. It's just, they'd be like, what the hell I got to do with her background? You're missing the point. It's all about her background.
It's her origin.
It's her origin.
What is her origin? I could never. Did she come from the planet Giant Tits or what?
Where's that planet at?
Yeah.
Where's that goddamn planet at?
Fuck Krypton, that'd be the first planet would say.
Where's it at then, Wayne? But why was General Zod fighting for fucking Earth then? Whatever. He should have been looking for the planet with the big titties.
Yep. I found my Earth. Forget Earth. They can stay away. I'm on Palga. I don't even know if Palga's from another planet. Or if she just got. I couldn't tell you a damn thing about it.
I changed my rating on that review now. I give it a C it for Power Girl.
Yeah.
It's the only time you get to see it. Was Power Girl ever in the Justice League? In the cartoon series?
Oh, good question. I honestly don't know.
I've never seen her in the background or anything like that.
If she was in the background, you'd see it. Because it'd be a big pair of tits and with arms and feet walking around.
That's because Superman would look at Batman and be like, why aren't you paying attention? And he'd be just, he'd throw a batarang at him and her tits would catch him.
I'm going to switch the not worth a kick in the ass logo to just her cleavage and just do the faces.
With her eye looking over your head.
It kind of looks like it when you think of it, just covered up.
Yeah. You just keep the head and the tits or whatever and you have her eyes just staring down at us as we look up like,
Man, we have found unused resolution. A Power Girl film. That's what we want. With this chick. Whoever this chick is. Yeah, make it a porn. That'd be even better.
Yeah, you know, with this chick that's in this photo, because she looks good in the costume.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't even saying that just because of her tits. Like, face, she is fucking gorgeous.
She is perfect. Perfect.
Plus, she's strong. She looks strong as fuck. She'd
beat
both our ass.
She'd beat our ass. We'd be like, oh, Power Girl touched us. Oh, damn.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, hey, Wayne, she hit me harder.
Look, I found my tooth. It's on the floor.
Yeah, she likes me more. She hit me harder. she threw my ass across the room. She likes me more.
I like to how you've been telling me, like, oh, you've been recording new shows and this stuff. Yeah, I've been doing shit. You've just been looking up these fucking photos, haven't you?
Yes.
Bullshit. Oh, yeah. I've been doing new shows. Yeah, sure you have. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck fired up, people. We're starting a new show. It's called the Power Girl Fan Service.
Oh, yeah. Fired up. That show's over and done with now.
That's yeah. Fired up. Done with, it's had its run, but you know what? I think we found our next calling. That is Power Girl, and I need that's my next research now. I need to find out who is this chick in this costume because this chick is absolute perfection.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna put this photo up, and whoever the hell can tell us the name of this chick and has to be correct, we will. I don't know. We'll hang shit on them. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We'll put our faces under the titties. How about that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
seriously.
Right. You know what? Where it says that JC logo, we'll put me and Wayne's head there.
Yeah, see, JC, this is why Jesus Christ was born, to make women like that.
That's what that JC's for, Jesus Christ, yes.
Because that's what you say when you see this woman. First thing you sent me that photo, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Sweet Jesus Christ. Like, hey, I love in this photo, though, you see the smoke in the background.
Oh.
Oscar the Grouch isn't that far from her.
Oh, Oscar the Grouch, he's in front of her. See the little burns and shit? He's in the trash can. So he's doing setting his little fireworks off for New Year's Eve, and then he lifted the lifted the lid up, and he saw those big titties out front. He's like, "Oh my god! Thank God I'm on Sesame Street."
You know what he said when he saw these big titties? I gotta get the fuck out this trash can now. He's found motivation to find a way out this trash can.
He opened the lid because
this girl, she is the new mascot for Fired Up. Look at it; it's got the smoke in the background for Fire It Up. It's got tits.
Which is like a favorite subject.
Yeah, she's got. God damn, dude, she could be a bodyguard and a wife. Look at her. My God, look at her abs and shit. This girl is hot. Woo!
It's probably completely all fake, you know. It's probably like her face. It's probably like God.
That's a man arm.
Yeah, man's arms and shit. You know what? It's still pretty hot.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, shit. Get the man arm, jerk me off there. Shit.
The only thing is, there's no camel toe going on. That's very disappointing.
Yeah, you know why? Because the part where it says girl is covering up.
Oh, well, yeah, true. Yeah. But what about the other photo, the full body length one? That's just.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh man, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I do agree, people. I think we are sexist.
Yeah, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? Hey, like Cody and me said the other day, all the women at Comic-Con dress up like Power Girl, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think I should ever tell you something. Do you realize we're so sexist, so bad, that my own father turned our show off the other week?
No!
We were driving, I'll tell you, we were going to the fish market for Christmas and shit. He's like, yeah, I listened to you on P1 show. He's like, I got halfway through, I had to turn off. You're too sexist. I'm like, yeah, and? what do you think the show is?
That was our longest show. That was our Christmas show.
There it was.
So did he make it through an hour at least?
He made it for about halfway. And he said, oh, we couldn't get over it. I couldn't. It's like, I'm promoting the show now as the one show that Wayne's father can't even get through. Fire it up.
You know what? I'll just make up a lie and say my mother disowned me. For this
your mother committed suicide because she couldn't put up
with it. Yeah, I'll just make up some lie and say like that. Yeah. You know, I'll make up a lie and just say.
I'm not even making that up. He's listened to all the shows. He's listened to all your shows, all the Not Worth Kicking the Ass. He could not make it through. Fire it up. So yes! I'm proud of that.
We can quit now, Wayne. We can retire. There's finally someone out there with common sense to tell us.
Fire it up.
Not listen to the rest of your show.
Fire it up is so bad. Wayne's own family wouldn't listen to it. So there you go.
Retire now, Wayne. We're done. We did our job.
And what's the first subject we talk about on the show? Power Girl and her tits. Proud. Cause
Power Girl is empowering to women. That's why, Wayne.
Of course she is. She is. She's strong, beautiful, attractive.
Smart.
Smart, I think.
Yeah, I think she's kind of stupid.
Any woman like that makes me want to get on my knees and believe in God. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? After seeing the first photo I sent, the second one I sent you, where she's facing towards the camera in this girl with the cloud and shit. Yeah, I believe in God now after this because my God, man, this woman is fucking fan. I ain't even talking about Power Girl. I'm talking about this woman that they got in this cop. This woman is sexy. She is hot.
Jesus could have risen from the grave and said to me, oh, I'm back, and I'll be, oh, yeah, that's pretty impressive. You show me this, and I'm like, push Jesus in the palm him in the face. Yeah, look at the fuck out of the way, man. This is real God.
Hold on real quick. I'm about to pick up this trash can with Oscar's and throw it out the fucking door right now, because Oscar's about to go now. Oscar, get the fuck out of here now, Oscar. Power Girl.
Oscar's already fired it up. He set off his fireworks for New Year's as well, by the way. That'll be at the start of the show, people.
Oscar. Power Girl now is our new... Hey, Oscar, I respected you at first, but fuck you now. You ain't Power Girl.
Hey, she could be Oscar's wife. He needs a good woman.
Oh, then never mind. You can stay around, Oscar. you can stay, Oscar.
I found a video of that motherfucker walking, too. It's weird.
Did that motherfucker walk?
Yeah, that motherfucker walks. It's just a trash can with a pair of feet.
And I've known him for about a month now, and I've never seen him walk before. Wow. Does he just shake the trash can and just walks on his own, or what?
I don't know how he knows where he's walking, because he's got the lid and shit everything on. But
is it Power Girl under him and she's just lifting the thing up? That's how strong she is?
Oh, yeah, baby. You know, I mean, if anyone was under Power Girl, my God damn, they'd be lucky.
And people, I'm saying this right now, this costume I'm looking at, she actually has pants on with the shirt, whatever, and she's still fucking hot.
Yeah, she got still. Something in her pants for you,
P1. Got something in her pants.
Happy to see me.
Put Scarlett Johansson in that costume now.
Oh, that was actually one suggestion. I have seen that. People saying Scarlett Johansson, perfect. I'm like, yeah, but... Marvel ain't gonna let her ass go.
No, and I don't think she would go, and I don't think they ever gonna make Power Girl now. Why won't they? You know what? I take it back. I would give up my Batman Beyond movie to see a Power Girl movie now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would give up all my dreams of wanting to see something now just to see this Power Girl with this chick. I don't care how she acts. I don't give a fuck.
I could put this chick as the next Crow. I don't give a shit. Put her in something.
Yeah, you know what? Fucking say Superman dies in Batman vs. Superman. Just replace her with this chick. She's got the red cape already, right?
Fuck it. Hey, look at her. She's He-Man. She's a female He-Man. I'm all for that.
Oh, man, I'd kill to see that too, whatever. Yeah, She-Ra. You got the power, all right.
Yeah, she could,
you got the power.
she got the power. She could be She-Ra. Look, that's perfect She-Ra. The red cape, the white.
She gets cast as He-Man, greatest fucking movie of all time. Greatest. She should be Mad Max, all of them.
Mad Max. Optimus Prime.
She kind of looks like Charlize Theron a little bit.
Actually, she does, but with the
she does. She kind of look like a younger with the body of Ronda from the UFC fight.
Ronda Rousey. Yeah, she does actually. You know what? Female Ghostbusters. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, you know what? That costume doesn't change that much, though.
But see, oh, They don't throw a trap. They wouldn't need to throw a trap out to the ghost. That just opens a chest and shows a cleavage, and the ghost gets sucked into a tit.
She should be on The Walking Dead. They don't mind skimping women up on there.
Yeah. Fuck Maggie.
I'll be. Oh, man. She should be new Barbara Gordon. The other one gets killed. How about that?
She should just be Commissioner Gordon. Put a mustache on her. She should still be hot.
Oh, I'd even kill for that. Yeah, somebody get on this and make this chick a superhero real quick, man. Who is this Jeff Chapman guy? We have to, Wayne, in order to find this girl, we have to find this Jeff Chapman.
Jeff Chapman. Oh, see, I want to find out who this chick is, but I'm worried that it isn't all a complete illusion.
No, it's not an illusion. No.
I want this woman to be real.
You can tell by the fingers. Look at the fingers. They look real. She don't have that Megan Fox shit going on right now.
Oh, the toe thumb.
Yeah, the toe thumb. She don't have that shit going on, so don't. Which is, I caught bullshit on that anyway. I actually like that Megan Fox has a deformity about her.
Yeah, you know what? It makes her. I mean, I know you're giving a shit on the turtles for being ugly, which I think you're fucking crazy.
No, she's I didn't say she was ugly. I said she looked like she got older, and Cody was telling me that she had got surgery. I was like, why did she get surgery?
I still find her, like, I actually still find her really attractive. But
yeah, she's still hot.
Her acting is, yeah, rather lame, but you know what? She is a woman that, I don't know, I don't think she's actually a bitch. I think she's more of a model than an actress, so it's...
Yeah, she's a bitch.
She's a bitch. I mean, look, she got to sleep with Michael Bay, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, when she said that...
And we're called sexist. Michael Bay hires
Michael Bay's a sexist. It's like, bitch, look at the fucking movies you starred in. Every movie she's been in, she's either played a prostitute or a whore. And she's talking about, oh, Michael Bay is a sexist one. You just a sexist.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, she was in that... Was it Jonah Hex? And she was a prostitute?
Jonah Hex. And what's she playing Jonah Hex? She
prostitute, yeah. Prostitute. I haven't seen it because I've heard it's awful. But
she was in that movie with Paul Rudd and them, This Is 40, where she played an escort.
Oh, she did too. Fuck. And then Jennifer's body, whatever the fuck it was, she was just a slut.
Body? She was a slutty vampire and shit. So it's like, bitch. talk shit. Oh, and even in this one, the Ninja Turtle movie.
I was going to say.
She bent over and shit like that.
All you ever see is she's always wearing tight jeans and it just shots of her ass and shit. I'm like, you know what? I appreciate a woman's nice ass more than anyone. But Turtles is about fucking Ninja Turtles, not about April O'Neil's ass.
Oh, you know, I love Megan Fox is hot as fuck, but goddamn, every time she opens her mouth, she pisses me off. She's like, I don't like men that stare at me as like I'm an object. Bitch! You put yourself out there like that. Oh, that's exactly what we all said on that Darkness at the Movies
review. We did.
With Power Girls, it's like, how the fuck you gonna sit up here and talk about men staring at you like you some object and you the one that's bent over halfway out while millions of people are viewing you on fucking camera and shit talking about, I don't like how men look at me as some kind of sex symbol. There's more to me than just sexy. It's like, no, it's not. No.
Okay, there's not at the moment until you show otherwise, because the first shot in Transformers, you're leaning over the car engine that's overheated. You got all the steam
going. On the poster.
Yeah, I'm like, and then the second one, you're on a motorbike, you might as well not even had shorts on, you might as well just had your ass hanging out to the world.
Matter of fact, do you remember any part she had in Transformers 2 other than her bent over that motorcycle?
No. And I, honest to God, I've only seen the movie once, and that was fucking more than enough, to be honest. Seriously, that was more than enough. But, okay, I remember that at least. Shia Buff or Buff, I can't remember a damn thing he did, didn't it? I remember her.
I saw the movie twice.
You poor bastard.
Only thing I remember about Megan Fox is two scenes. It was one, the bike shot, and the other one when they were running across the rooftops in slow motion.
Oh, yeah, the bouncing cleavage shot.
The bouncing, that's the only part. And this bitch got the audacity to come up and say, I'm sick of men. I'm tired of men looking at me as some sex. Michael Bay is sexist. Yeah, he's a sexist, but guess what? You are too. You fucking bitch.
We are men. We cannot help but look, and we admire the beauty of women. That's what we do. I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna lie, Wayne. I actually respect Michael Bay, man. I really do.
Shut the fuck up. You never say those words again.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you why. This man gets paid millions of dollars to film pornos.
Where? With explosions. Now you're right. You are totally right.
I fucking respect that
motherfucker made Sesame Street the movie, he would somehow find a way to Oscar the Grouch's trash can to explode for no reason.
And titties on him.
Oh, yeah. Oscar the Grouch would be a hot, green-titted babe with machine guns.
I know a lot of people look at me, you respect my... I'd be like, when he gets ass and millions of dollars, What's that? What's not the respect, Wayne? What is not the respect? This man gets paid.
He's films. Every film he's ever made.
He gets paid millions of dollars to fucking film crotch shots and slow motion titty jumping scenes or whatever. I mean, gee, Wayne, don't you want to do that for a living?
I do, but he's doing it, so that makes me really depressed, man.
Yeah, I'm really fucking depressed. I hate. Oh, let's not forget, Megan Fox was in Bad Boys too. Remember?
Well, oh yeah, but that doesn't count. That's like one shot, isn't it?
But what was she doing in that movie though? What
oh,
was she doing?
Was like a stripper or some shit, wasn't she?
She was a stripper. Yes. Yeah.
Is it? It's in the second one though, isn't it?
I think it was the first one.
I haven't seen it. I've seen the first one.
It was in the trailer too. It's when Will is he's sitting down and the girl is dancing.
Oh, and he's leaning back on the bar, kind of thing.
Yeah. I think it's that scene right there. I haven't seen that movie in a while, but I remember reading about that and shit and seeing that. I was like, oh, Megan Fox is just a whore in every goddamn movie.
Yeah, well, you get paid to be one. That's pretty much what happens.
That's actually a good discussion, though, that we brought up on that Darkness at the movie. It's just all these women out here talking about, I'm tired of men objectifying me, looking at me. It's just like, look at this costume of Power Girl. Look at this costume. How can you sit up here and say we objectifying you? You're objectifying yourself.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, you want to be stared at. You're going to be stared at. But don't hate us poor fucking men for looking, because we can't help that shit. Actually, no, it was Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2.
Okay, yeah.
And do you know it has uncredited as Megan Fox. Her name in it is Star and Striped Bikini Kid Dancing Under Waterfall.
Damn, he even put the word kid in there. That's what scares me.
Star and Striped Bikini Kid Dancing Under Waterfall. Uncredited.
Because I want to say the girl is probably like a year or two older than me. She might be your age, actually. So when Bad Boys 2 came out, she was probably...
Shit, nah, she's a bit younger than me. 2 years younger than me.
Oh, okay, so she's my age then, so...
Yeah. Ooh, you're lucky, man. Get something new.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, how old was she when she did that scene?
Shit, actually, that is a... 2003.
Let's see. I wasn't 18 in 2003, Wayne.
Well, obviously neither was she, so there you go. Michael Bay strikes again.
2003, I was in 10th grade, I think, so I had to be, what are you, 15, 16?
Yeah, bad, fuck.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
Michael Bay starts early.
He starts early, but he gets him to come back. Hey. And people call you and me sexist pigs.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Michael Bay, you are a god now.
Oh, come on. Let's not go too far. Fuck no.
You made some horrible pieces of shit, mind you. I hate you for that. But when it comes to women, I like your style.
You know Michael what? Bay. He might have made some horrible shit. But you sent me a fucking film the other day.
What did I send you the other day?
You sent me... Oh, it was...
Oh, yeah.
What do you fucking think you sent me? Fucking bastard! How dare you send me this shit? I'm watching that shit at 12 o'clock
fire
at night.
Up,
fire! I'll give you fucking fire up. 12 o'clock at night, sitting back watching. I'm like, my god, this. No. I'm like, fucking. It is. Look, Z, my man, I respect any man that can make a film and get it made and get it. Fucking released and shit like that, but please, motherfucker, please don't insult a movie like Night of the Living Dead with that, because that is oh my god, I took me about 10 minutes to realize that main guy was actually her father. I thought it was her brother. I'm like, what the fuck? And just I'm watching. Oh man, but seriously, hey, all respect to you, man, because you know what? I haven't made shit. No, but at least you've done it.
You made the Let's Do This video game. What the fuck are you talking about?
That didn't get a worldwide release, did it?
That movie didn't get no worldwide release.
Oh, didn't it? Oh, it should. It's the best film of 2014, man. Seriously. Without a doubt.
Hey, what the hell are you talking about? You made Fire It Up. Fire It Up, goddammit.
We made Fire It Up. But you know what? Yeah. I'm pushing for Z's Night of the Living Dead IMAX release. I want to see a shit IMAX.
Jesus Christ.
D-Box! D-Box, fuck that. Let's get the sound and the seat shaking. I'm all for it. I'm there, man.
Yeah, it could be like that scene when the girl was in the window in slow motion and it's getting taken.
But, mate, I fucking hate you. What show were we doing? You're like, oh, have you seen? I'm like, no, I haven't watched it yet. I haven't had the chance. You're like, oh, you got to watch it, man. You got to watch it. I'm like, fuck, I got to go to work. So I watched about 10 minutes before work going, fuck sakes, I'm more happy to go to work than watch the rest of this shit. And I come out like, you know,
Don't forget that music at the end.
Hey, goodbye. The music was awesome. I actually loved that music because, you know what? It was like, especially the start, it had that, it sounded like Grand Theft Auto.
It sounded like some crappy version of Grand Theft Auto.
It did, it's like, what the fuck is this?
The music at the end with those lyrics, dude, and he's like, goodbye. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Goodbye, my baby. Goodbye, my walking.
Stay alive. It sounded like some goddamn cheesy South Park song.
But now, if you put that woman who's Power Girl on it, oh, mate, best film of all time.
Oh, best film 2014. Yeah, if you'd had this chick that I'm seeing in this cover in this Power Girl costume,
best film.
Perfect. Jeff Chapman, I want you to know, Fired Up is coming for you.
Oh, yeah, we're coming. We're going to bring you on the show. Fuck Jeff Chapman. We'll find this chick and we'll bring her on.
Wouldn't it be funny if that's his wife?
So what?
Man, I tell him, I'd be like, well, I got a surprise. I got a surprise. My pants.
Oh, and the other thing, can I just say, the credits, the opening credits, motherfucker, did you put any effort into that shit? This shit just looked like he just photoshopped and slapped that on. I'm like, man, give my ass a call next time. I'll do credits for you, all right?
I was about to say, you put any effort in the whole damn movie. That movie's horrible.
Seriously, that movie.
Hey, wait. Where did that racist line come from? Oh, is this revenge for what we did to your people?
Hey, it's funny, okay? I like the film because it's funny. It made me laugh.
Wait, where the fuck did that come from?
Hey, he's your co-host. You talk to him.
Oh, shit. I'm still baffled.
The best thing is, I get a message from Sean just after it. Just like he said, I asked him to take my name off that fucking film. He wouldn't do it.
You know what? Because I remember when me and Cody, we reviewed it, I took a screenshot of the credits and shit, and I sent it to Sean and said, so you wrote this, huh? So you wrote this, huh? Oh, wow.
Sean,
you
bastard. How dare you? We should fire it up for you, motherfucker.
So fired up on the horror genre. Horror genre sucks. Let's go be real.
I just said, we've got to do a film now. We've got to do our own version of Night of the Living Dead. Because you imagine, that'd be the most fucked up to be just...
Oh, yeah, definitely. You think that music would be... It was horrible in this one? Check out our music where we play straight-up stripper music.
Oh, yeah, because all the walkers, all the zombies, where we're going, would be big power-tit girls walking around trying to eat you.
We'll yeah, like, and the big fat ones he had in there, whatever, I'd be the first to be like, if you ain't got big titties, get the hell up out of here. Shit, what the hell's wrong with you?
You know, and the first one lining up to be that zombie stripper, Megan Fox, man.
Megan Fox, that's right. Did you check out the girl that died at the beginning, though, with that grown-ass man she was with?
Oh, yeah, what the fuck was that? Pedophilia! That girl was like 12.
You know what Z told me? He said that girl was older than the one that lived.
What? Bullshit.
That's what I said. I said bullshit.
Bullshit. Z, you're just trying to get in her pants, man.
Yeah.
Not that I blame you, but she was
You know, he's got some thing for Chloe Grace Moretz, so he's trying to improv his little favor on her and shit like that. Because she was with some grown-ass man. This dude had a mustache and a beard and shit. And
yeah.
It's talking about, oh, that's my little sister and shit.
I thought that was the father, the guy. When she's like, oh, thank you for coming along. I'm like, is that a boyfriend or what the fuck is this guy, just some pedophile that snuck along on the ride or what?
That's what I said too. I was like, what is he doing
with
this
bitch? Didn't even
girl?
Give a shit about her mum's grave. She just fucking walks off. Like, oh yeah, off she went.
I like how they got lost though, though they only walked like 2 steps away and shit.
Mate, it's funny, okay? Just deal with it.
And then even the first zombie that came up, they like just stared at him. He's like, oh, look at this crazy guy. This dude's got blood on him and shit like that.
Like the motherfucker looked like he's got Michael Jackson's hat on. He's putting it in his
He looked like goddamn Toucan Sam and shit.
Dude, actually, did
all your nose, wherever it goes.
You know, we're going to do our own version now. We seriously got to make our own version of that shit.
Oh, and the zombies, man, they were so fucking nice. I mean, when they killed that the 12-year-old girl and shit, they dragged her out the car to lay her down.
How long did it take her to drag her out of the car? I was like, oh, you're going to have to move because we can't drag you out. So she, oh, yeah, she's pushing off the car to make sure she can get dragged out properly.
Remember when the black dude was throwing people against the fence and shit? Oh, I was like, what?
That black guy, I don't know who he was, but I want to hire him to be in my next film. He's best actor I've ever seen.
That black guy's
he's gonna be Ernie Hudson's character in the remake of The Crow.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no. No. Maybe in the Crow City of Angels, yes.
Oh, but people, you sent me the link. We're going to post the link. We want people to watch this.
You've got to watch.
Yeah. Z's, Night of the Living Dead. Written by Sean. Sean, you wrote that shit, man. You're part of it.
Hey, Sean, you're going to get credit from Fired Up. That's what we do. We give credit. Where's that? Yeah,
man. But big mistake. I just love the fact. First message I get, he obviously know that I'd seen it because he spoke to you, and he's like, I want my name off it. I didn't want to be involved. like I didn't. I haven't even said anything about the film yet, man. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Cody's worst film of the year.
That's a bit harsh. That's harsh.
It was one of mine, too. I'm not going to lie.
No, I am proud to know someone I know made that film because I find it funny. Okay, I love shit that when it makes me laugh.
All you need to know now, Wayne, is I gave you a movie for your best and worst of list when you do it with Luke.
Oh, with Luke. Yeah, okay. That'll be 2015. We'll probably end up fucking getting that done.
Matter of fact, you know what? That'd be the best fucking show to do. Commentary between Luke and Wayne on A Night of the Living Dead.
Ben Z. Bring him in. Bring him in. So what the fuck were you thinking here, man? You can arrange that. We should do that. Oh, Cody's got to be on that as well.
Oh, yeah, we all got to be on this one. Yeah, you're right. We all got to be on
this one. It'd just be a ripping into, and then we'll invite Sean in for a second. What the fuck were you thinking? Hang up on him.
Yeah, we should pause it and just do, like, phone calls or whatever, call people and shit, whatever, on Skype, and just call them up and be like, hey, you were the writer on this, right? What the fuck was you thinking when you wrote this part?
You know what? We're going to do it. We're going to do a full cast call, get all those people, get the 12-year-old girl, and say, how fucking old really are you? Seriously.
First question, we're going to come out, bitch, how old are you?
Yeah, where's your ID? Because we don't believe it. Look, I'm looking at her now. No way. That girl is 12. I'm telling you. That's the kind of girl that'll get to play Power Girl.
17.
What?
Yeah.
And how old is the main one?
She was either 15 or 16.
Fuck me dead. That bitch looks old for age.
I know. She looks like I thought she was the oldest one too, or whatever and shit. Oh, and then the ending where they just shot her in the head. Like, what the fuck?
That's not right. That was funny.
That shit was weird. And then the dude closed her eyes.
I love, you know what? Because it was different. I loved it too. They woke up. Oh, he just turns around and shoots her. I'm like, what? What did you, what the fuck did you shoot it for? Because she had a scratch on her. I'm like, what? Like, okay.
But when he shot her, he closed her eyes. Then it's in slow motion. That's when that music.
Oh, that music!
In.
Oh, then you see zombies walking to the camera. I'm like, oh, mate, I want to watch this again tonight. You've given my viewing pleasure for tonight. I'm watching Z's.
When she got shot. Remember, she killed the boyfriend with that stick.
Hey, what? He's carrying around a stick the whole film. What the fuck?
Make a TV. Hey, you know what? Make a TV series out of this. Compete with The Walking Dead.
Oh, fuck The Walking Dead, mate. Z's not a Living Dead, mate. Walking Dead. Rick Grimes got nothing on your guys.
Oh, Rick Grimes got nothing on that black guy.
Oh, he wasn't he the star of Family Matters?
No, he was that dude that was reading to Oscar.
Oh, he's the guy from Oscar. Yeah. What the fuck was he? No, I can't remember.
Damn, Z, I can't believe Z got him before us.
Yeah, I was going to say. Obviously, he ain't going to appear on our show because all the shit we've been talking about, Oscar the Grouch and Sesame Street.
I was going to say, that bald-headed dude.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
About burning him and setting him on fire and shit like that. But Z, A Night of the Living Dead, people, greatest movie ever compared to, said to Wayne, at least.
Oh, it is. It is. Look, I do believe we need to do an audio commentary with Z and Sean and like all the cast and crew. Just it will be the funniest shit we'll ever see. Get Cody, my brother.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you should go back, listen to our review we did, and then when this coming up week, wait till me and Cody's best and worst of 2014 when you hear us, we ripped that movie apart.
I thought you just uploaded it, didn't you?
No, that was the Throwback Tuesday one.
Throwback Tuesday, okay. Yeah, I can't, I cannot wait to hear your talk, like, that's going to be fucking hilarious.
Oh my god, when we got the Z's movie, man, we even played that music in the background as we
Z! If you please send me that song. Send me the soundtrack, man. I want to listen to that. I listen to that shit in my car.
Me and Cody tried to find it. We couldn't find it, man.
Z's got. See, you have to have it. He'd have to have it. I want that song. Yeah, where the sun go down.
Just take your phone and just record it. As you play the movie.
No, I want MP3 sound quality. I want high digital sound for that shit.
We even tried to look up the credits at the end and shit like that. We like, damn.
Z, I promise you, brother. Z, midnight tonight, I'm playing that song. That's my new song for the year.
He's going to get that. He's going to sing that song to the women at work and get laid with that song.
Or 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, and 12-year-old girls and shit like that. Yeah, of course. I like how everybody in this movie kept pushing zombies, too, and just pointing that gun at them.
Hey, but he's right. You can push them away. So do it. Why waste bullets?
You remember when they said, oh, let's get the torch, and they brought that little tiki hut torch out? I was like, what in the fuck is that?
I can't wait for his sequel of Dawn of the Dead. That'd be hilarious. Oh, come on, I want to see it now. Jeez, Dawn of the Dead.
Our movie would be A Night of the Living Strippers.
Oh, yeah, not living. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Oh, you should read the comments on YouTube for that movie.
Oh, really? Oh, I've got to check that out.
they did not like that movie at all.
But as I said, props to you, man. You got that shit made. That's more than anything you and me have done. Well, no, you.
I wouldn't say me, but you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say yeah.
Well, that wouldn't put me in there. I actually did a whole web series. So I'm just.
Yeah, I put myself in there. Well, until you see it, and then we get to judge your shit, and I can't wait for that.
Yeah, well, mine had production value in it, so I highly doubt it'll look like that.
Hey, his had production. He had talented acting. Great, great title sequence. I would say that's the worst title sequence I've ever seen.
I've never seen a Photoshop Illustrator in a movie.
Motherfucker, you've got people like P1, me, and shit like that. I would have done that for you for free. So yeah, done it. Sweet. Credits.
I don't want to do anything. I'm not being attached to that. I'm sorry. I don't want no part of that.
And
I don't
Sean,
want no part of that.
Motherfucker, I'm mentioning Sean right now. What the fuck were you doing in that movie?
Yeah, I've never seen Microsoft Illustrator in a movie before. Never.
Oh, that was like Mario Paint level or something.
Oh, you're talking back to the regular Nintendo days.
Let's go back. Let's go old school. He hooked up these Super NES and just, hey, Mario Paint. There we are. Directed by
Mario's relatable to New Year's and stuff, right? Yeah. Mario. Oh, classic New Year movie though.
Oh, it is. Seriously, people, if you do any podcast or anyone out there doing their 2014 list, you have got to check that out. Must check it out. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
You can forget about. Any Birdman or Planet of the Apes or any shit, that's the movie you got to check out.
Yeah, Wayne said, I heard him and Luke say that Cobra was the best villain of the year. No, you won't. You're wrong, Wayne. Yeah. You're wrong, Wayne.
Chad.
It wasn't Cobra. It was that black dude in this movie.
Oh, he was a villain?
I don't know. Somebody was the villain, right?
Well, yeah, I think Z was, apparently, because he wasted 2 hours of my fucking life.
Yeah, because he made this shit or whatever. No, it was those rednecks at the end that shot that girl. They had to be the villain, right?
They weren't villains. They were hilarious.
That shit came so out of nowhere. I was just like, what in the fuck is that, dude? That didn't make any damn sense. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, my baby.
See you later. Get on tonight.
I love that fucking movie.
Goodbye.
I am so watching that again tonight.
That's horrible. Come on now. You gotta admit, that shit was horrible, dude.
It was not horrible. I was entertained by it. I mean, I was half asleep, but you know what? So much so, I was talking about it now. I want to rewatch it again. I can't wait.
I was entertained on a comedic level, yes. But as far as public value, that was some horrible shit, man. I've never seen something that bad like that. And then I saw 9 other movies before that.
Hey, I've seen The Crow, Wicked Prayer, okay?
I think production value was about the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and that motherfucker had Edward Furlong and bloody Dennis Hopper and Tara Reid. Okay, yeah, it's probably about the same value of acting, but still.
Yeah, exactly. This guy had a 12-year-old girl.
Okay. No way is she old. That girl, I swear to God. Oh, look, she must have, like, Beth syndrome or something, where they look like they're still kids.
I was just about to say, what's that chick name from Walking Dead? Beth. Because Beth, remember, she's like Beth is like my age, right?
Yeah, well, she's, 26, 27, something like that.
She's like 26 or 27 or something like that. And then she's playing what? She's playing, supposed to be playing a damn teenager on the damn show. I'm like, and looking at her, I'm like, yeah, she's about a teenager. Her body doesn't even look fully developed at all, either.
Yeah, there are women like that, and they're the ones that are very hard to chat up. Because if you go up to them, you're like, either I'm going to get arrested, or I'm going to be have a nice surprise, and she'll turn out to be legal.
Another one is Ellen Page.
Yeah, well, she's a lesbian, so you can't really chat her up.
When I don't know if you saw that movie with James Gunn, Super, when she put that costume on and was posing and shit, and I ain't gonna lie, I was like, man, I don't care how old she is. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying?
No, I have not seen.
She's...
What the hell was that?
That was the opening.
the
opening of the movie.
Oh, God.
There you go. There you go.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Look at this. I love the font they use for the...
Oh, the font's... people, seriously, stop this show right now. Stop Fire It Up or whatever you're listening to right now and just... watch that film. We'll post the link and all that. You gotta watch it. It's hilarious.
The font used is just—it's awesome.
It's like it
is awesome.
I reckon he's
like it is like
he painted on the film. I swear of it because that shit was it's like a he just got his paint and said, "Oh, we can't have got any special effects. I'll just write on the actual film itself." There you go. And then it has like the
font. Oh, there go the music.
Hang on. Look at that music.
Then the crow.
It does sound like kind of crow music, just not right.
Yeah, it plays in the crow after damn, I always forget her name. Sarah buries him again.
Oh yeah. Dude. Oh, look at that beautiful music. P1, you gotta have that at your wedding. That could be like your wedding waltz with the Mrs. P1 first song, and I could be in the background singing that song at the end.
The wife said this is gay music.
Oh, how dare she insult a movie like this?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my love. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm asking. We're going to find that song.
Come on, Wayne, sing. It's New Year's, man. It's New Year's.
I'm just listening to the amazing words. Is that an actual song that got made for the movie?
No, I would hope not.
Oh, I would hope so, because I want to find out who made it. I reckon that's Z singing that shit.
Sean's name.
Sean! Star of movies like Night of the Living Dead.
Damn, I'd rather do Amazing Spider-Man Part 2 again.
Yeah, fair enough. It's pretty bad, but...
Goodbye.
Turn that shit off, man. That fucking movie's distracting.
Oh, it's getting deep, though. It's getting deep. The piano kicking in.
Dun. You know, I actually like that music. It's kind of creepy.
That's so horrible. I will find
you somewhere in the night. Sounds like Bob Dylan wrote that shit, just on like a back of a cereal fucking packet or something.
As if Bob Dylan was blind and retarded, yeah. You find you.
See, I really hope he got someone to write that for the movie, because I just think that's hilarious, even better.
I love the fact that we're going to do the rest of the show with this song playing in the background, though. That's the best part of this.
You know what it sounds like? You've played Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, God!
You know the song at the end. It fucking sounds like.
I want to play this song next time I play Grand Theft Auto. Just driving, running over hookers and shit. I want this song playing in the background.
That is the Red Dead Redemption song. I reckon they've just taken the fucking music.
Watch, next time you play Red Dead Redemption, you're going to be playing this song too.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's because it's far better. What do you expect?
I really lost my hair?
Oh, I love that. That is the Red Dead Redemption song, I'm telling you.
This is the official song of Fire It Up Now.
It's just one note. He's just pushing.
I just noticed that too.
It's not on a keyboard. It's going dun dun dun.
It's the same fucking note over again, people.
Okay, you listen to that tune. You hear that tune? Now listen to this tune and tell me it's not the same as Red Dead Redemption. It's the same.
I don't hear nothing. No, I don't hear it.
Oh, it comes through on the computer.
No, I'll probably hear it on the recording then. That's fine, bro, because you know why?
It's the same.
Man, that movie is fucking awesome. That movie is gold, though. I love how our New Year's show became Power Girl and that movie.
Yeah, it went from Power Girl's tits to Z's film. So I was like...
That is a perfect New Year's... You know what? We'll end it with tequila. There you go. Tequila, Power Girl, and Z's movie.
Prime example. How can you not have a better New Year's show than that? Even though we talk fucking nothing about New Year's at all. But there's your New Year's Eve. You can jack off the Power Girl while watching Z's film.
and play that music in the background.
You know what? Tonight, P1, I want you to get after, not tonight because it's not New Year's Eve for you, but New Year's Eve, I want you to grab Mrs. P1, carry her to your bedroom, and just say, I've got the most romantic song for you, baby. Put that on, and she'll fucking slap you in the face and kick you out of the house in no time.
She'll probably say, nigga, you gay or something? Because when me and Cody was singing it, she was like, that's the gayest music I've ever heard. She was not a big fan of that movie. Matter of fact, she might be, her pussy will dry up so quick if you play this song in the background.
Oh, she'll be like, what? It's like the ultimate cock blocker.
Z's the ultimate cock blocker. You know what? It works on them 12-year-olds.
I was going to say, well, it works on those kids, Z.
That's why he hired her.
I wonder if that's how he got her in the film. Say, hey, baby, you're legal age. You're acting this. I'll give you some.
He said, this is the movie world, baby. Shoot, I got a surprise for you in my pants.
I got a surprise for you in that car, baby.
He said, movie world, age don't matter.
What? He's actually said that?
Probably so.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put words in his mouth. That's okay.
He says, in my eyes, she's 18, along with Chloe Grace Moretz. They all 18 to me.
Yeah, Chloe, I don't get why people rave about her. I think she's actually a good actress, but
yeah,
she's so fucking, yeah, she's got that kid look to her still. So I'm like, eh.
I think when she becomes of legal age, she's going to be a very pretty girl, but I don't think she's like nowhere near, well, even though she's 17, but I don't think she's nowhere near sexy or anything like that.
She's got a tomboy kind of look to her.
You know, I like that about her. I'll admit, I like that about her. She's cute. I'll give her that, but cute's nothing about her where I'm just going like, yeah.
Cute is the word, not sexy. Like I used to say, yeah. Charlize Theron or that Power Girl, that's sexy. That's fucking sexy.
Oh, Power Girl is just fucking sexy in general. Oh my God. But you know what's sexier than that, though? I'll tell you. Well, do you know what's sexier than that, though, Wayne?
I'd love to know. Tell me.
Okay.
Z's film? You know what? I reckon we just end it now because you can't go any higher than that. And we just...
No, I am... And as we end it, people, listen to the sweet tone of this song with our voices. We want to wish everyone a fuck you and a happy new year.
Damn straight. Have a safe but fucking get drunk, wasted, sex-filled, drug-filled new year. Okay, not drug, but have a great New Year's Eve, people. I mean, have
Find
fun.
Find the chick with the biggest tits and put a red cape on her and titty fuck her and call her Power Girl.
And play this music while you do it.
And yeah, I was about to say, and play this music as you do it because she's guaranteed not to slap the shit out of you if you play this song.
This music will put her in a trance to want to be Power Girl for you.
Yeah, it will. Or it'll put her in a trance on just saying, God damn, you're playing this while you're raping me? Wow. Okay.
Hey, Z, you've created the perfect rape music. Congratulations.
And it turns worse or whatever, people. So, yeah. Fire it up, goddamn.
Fire it up, New Year's. Fire it up, P1. Have a good one. And we'll see you.
Fire it up, Wayne.
See you all in 2015, baby.
Can't wait, baby.
Got fireworks in my pants for you.
Your mama must be proud.
I'm proud of you. See ya, people. Stick at the end. So, okay, we're recording again because we're not done yet.
Fire it up, gotcha.
Fire it up. Bonus for Z. All right, people. This is fucked up.
We're supposed to leave. We just couldn't leave without talking to a good friend of ours.
We've been
George A. Romero.
But we've been recording for the last 10 minutes. P1 has found his Twitter account. I've found him on Facebook. People, we are sending him a message asking him to review Z's Night of the Living Dead. This would be prime. Z's Night of the Living Dead film. And we've sent him a link. I've wrote him a message saying, "But Mr. Romero, yeah, you're a talented man, but a friend of ours has made a film so funny, so horrible, it must be seen to be believed. Please, can you check the film out and comment back and let us know what you think of it?" And then
and my message on Twitter to him says,
come on,
hey, Mr. Romero, this movie was made. I didn't know you made a remake of this. Please check it out and let me know your thoughts on it because I've yet to hear commentary from you about it.
Yeah, we want to do a commentary. We would love to do a commentary with you.
We would kill for that, Mr. Romero. So please, when you listen to this, which you will, because Fire It Up is the goddamn number one trending thing on Facebook, probably.
Damn straight. Number one show of all time.
That's right. Remember, tied up with movie spoilers on the fan polling list.
And that's amazing. I'm blind. People, I've got to say thank you for that shit. That is I mean, I know people like my dad can't get through half a show, but the rest of you people, you stick it out. You stick it out. You're even listening to this right now. A bonus contacting George A. Romero. He'll probably...
himself?
Yeah, as we said, we're off air. The moment he probably watches it, we're going to see on the news George A. Romero commits suicide from two fans sending him shitty film link.
We are now in Australia and Long Beach, California to find the two that sent him the email because we're holding up for custody in the court of law.
You're just going to see a SWAT team batter your door down and kick my door and fucking arrest her.
Then next you know, hey, we'll finally get to see each other again.
Oh, yeah, I'll be brought over there in court for trial.
And hey, you know what we'll say? As we're handcuffed in the back of that car, too, Wayne, we'll just be like, don't say anything in court, but fire it up.
How do you plead? Fire it up. What?
Fire it up.
Like, these two motherfuckers are on drugs. Send them to jail.
Do you believe in the U.S. constitutional rights? Fire it up.
I'm Australian. How the fuck do I believe in that shit?
Wait a minute, he's not even from fucking America. How's he down here?
And then, you know what the best bit is? They have to exhibit A. They have to play the film for the court to see. And everyone's dead. Everyone's fucking dead.
And then they just let us go.
We just walk out.
People, that was some extra shit for your ass right there.
Extra fired up. So, if by any chance we get a message back from George A. Romero, we might have to do a quick little bonus fire it up comment.
I like it. A bonus of a bonus show already. Yes.
Hey, you know what? We have no rules on fire it up.
That's true. There are no rules. The only
you know
thing
what?
Fire it up is have big titties like Power Girl.
Yep. Damn straight. Oh, live in a trash can like Oscar. Yep.
That's right. Respect Oscar Grouch. And make sure you pray to our Lord and Savior, Burnt Up Santa Claus.
Burnt Up Santa Claus. You know what? I feel really bad now because we just fucked up George A. Romero's New Year's. Is he watching that times? It's like, what the fuck did he do to my film?
That's probably why he will die then from alcohol poisoning once he kills himself.
But people, thank you again for listening.
Yes, thank you again for voting.
Yeah, thank you for voting. Oh, thank you heaps again for voting, people. Except for voting for
2015 will be nothing but more fire it up.
Fire it up. That's right, people. And who knows? By the time you might have to be, this show could become so big that we might have to do some little extra value to this show. Who knows?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You're getting this shit for free.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. That means we have to get Craig to do more artwork for us now.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. He's got to do a fire it up with Power Girl in the background. Oscar the Grouch chatting her up.
You talking to Oscar the Grouch?
Z, like, hey, Z holding us, showing us his film, and like, fuck off.
I love how every episode of Fired Up, we always get an official something.
Oh, we do. As you said, this is a show where we literally, did we talk about what we were going to talk about today? No, not a fucking word at all.
Yeah.
We had no idea what we were going to talk about. That's what we do. We just bullshit
off. We found out that Oscar the Grouch is our mascot. Power Girl is the official woman of Fired Up.
She's our stripper.
Michael Bay is our Lord and Savior because we respect him, but disrespect him at the same time. I don't even know if that's possible, personally. We found our official movie.
Z's our resident comedian.
Yes, we found out our official movie and soundtrack.
Oh, I love that music.
We have our official accountant, Skank.
Skank, he's our accountant. Jesus Christ,
yeah, we fucked.
I was gonna say you could have no money at any.
We're
no
gonna get dying.
I'd love to see. Imagine them. He should have got Skank to be in the walk. Not Living Dead remake.
Oh yeah, that'd be perfect. People, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah,
now.
We gotta go. Happy New Year's, people, and please watch Z's movie for New Year's. Please do it. Please,
yes, watch it.
Begging you.
Please, and fuck off and fire it up.
Fire it up, baby. See you later, people.